Tell me about Operation High Jump.
Okay, High Jump, here's the story. I think we came into the intelligence that the Nazis had moved most of their scientists, important scientists, and even some of their troops to the underground base in Antarctica. And we came to that conclusion because the British had done some tremendous intelligence work and gave us the information. The British had sent a contingent to Antarctica and had discovered the Nazi base. So when we realized that, Forrestal mounted a full-scale invasion of Antarctica right after the war in December of 1946, which was just a year after the war ended, really.
And, what kind of data did they get during that operation, if anything?
Well, we sent a fleet of 13 ships, including an aircraft carrier, Philippine Sea, destroyers, ice cutters, and 4,700 Marines. And that could not, they claimed that it was just for research, but, I mean, you know, that's not a research team.
No, that sounds like a mini war, doesn't it?
It was, and the intention was to wipe out the Nazi base.
Were they successful?
They were not successful because they were greeted by flying saucers.
All right, tell me about that.
Well, according to all the accounts I've read, the saucers literally came right up out of the water. There was a 20-minute engagement in which 68 Marines were killed, and they sank a destroyer, the destroyer Murdoch. And the message was, do not come to Antarctica with weapons. And that was the message they wanted to convey. So they left in a hurry 3 months before the mission was supposed to have been concluded. And Admiral Byrd gave an interview on board a Chilean vessel right afterwards and said he wanted to let the world know that there were aircraft that could fly from pole to pole coming out of the South Pole.
And they weren't ours.
They weren't ours. And right after he got back to the U.S., they had him put in a mental institution to shut him up.
They could have been annihilated.
That they could have, yes, absolutely. But the intention—I don't believe the intention of the Antarctic civilization was to annihilate them. It was just to send a strong message: do not come here with weapons. And certainly, 10 years later, Antarctica was declared an international zone without. Which would be shared equally by all the nations of the world. So it worked.
What, if anything, is going on there today?
I don't know, but I'll just tell you something I heard today.
All right.
If you're interested.
Please.
I heard today that the next great revelation from WikiLeaks will be about UFOs.
Well, no, that we've had on the program before.
Oh, you have?
I just hope there's a WikiLeaks to do it.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm looking forward to this information too. Yes, the founder said last week that that is his next major thrust to get these things released, and I hope he does. I have no idea what will be on those leaks, but I'm looking forward to getting it. I'm sure you are too, Lynn.
Huh? Yes, and I heard or read on the UFO Examiner that one of the first revelations will be that in 2004 there was a conflict between Antarctic forces and the U.S. in 2004. So if that is still going on, if that, you know, that means that that whole thing has not been resolved yet.
Yeah, but you know what? You would think that the military would be very cautious about playing around with extraterrestrials who had possessed incredible technology.
I would think so. I would think so. But I think they've shared a lot of that technology already with some elements of our military.